Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Candlelight Talks with me. I am your host, of course. Yeah, that's me. And tonight, we're going to talk about the power of manifestation. How important that is in your life. It's not just about the things you say out in the universe to make happen. It's also about the things you think about to happen. The things you write down to happen. Some people call it the secret out there. Well, I say the secret is out. A lot of us know about the power of manifestation of thought, the power of words. But for those of us that's listening out there are somehow clueless of the power of manifestation of thought, the power of manifestation of written words. Let me give y'all a few examples that happened in my life. True stories. It's real. Not something made up. Not something to sell you, but something to tell you on how you can do these same things to manifest in your life. I'm not saying I can manifest winning the lottery, but I think I won the lottery on many things. Well, guess what? Let's get into some of those examples so you can see what I mean. Well, first of all, I want to be clear that I do believe in God. And if you're not a person that believes in a higher power, then this won't be the episode for you. Because none of these things I would have been able to manifest without the Creator. Create all things that are manifest. But even before I had heavy faith and belief, things that I wrote down, things that I wanted to happen in my life, as I look back now in hindsight, these things came to pass. It's almost scary, you know? When I was in high school, I had a boyfriend. We was together for 3 years in high school. I ended up marrying him. I ended up having 3 kids by him. But in high school, I had no clue. I didn't know that any of these things was going to come to pass. So I wrote down what I wanted to happen in my life at the back of my yearbook. And also in his. And it's interesting what I wrote, because I still have my yearbook. And the things that I said in there actually came to pass. Example. I said I wanted to get married, you know, as a young teenager, in love with someone for 3 years. What else can you think about but marriage? But I did. I wanted to get married. But I didn't know if it really was going to be who I was with. I wanted to marry a soldier. Why? Because I wanted to travel the world. I wanted to see the world. I also wanted to have 3 kids. I wanted them to all be girls. Never wanted a boy. I said I wanted 2 girls. It's okay for me to have 3. So if I have 3 kids, I'm okay with that. But it was important that I married me a soldier. And don't ask me why that was important. I try to figure out my young mind at 17? I don't know. But three kids, married a soldier, and I didn't see all the world, but I saw enough of it. I ended up traveling to Germany, living there for 3 years, and in Hawaii, living there for 3 years. And if you listen to any of my other episodes, you would know that I have 4 marriages, and I'm in my 4th. Well, all of them were soldiers in one way or another. And instead of 3 kids, I had 4, and they all were girls. I wrote down that I did want to marry my high school sweetheart, but I didn't know it was going to come to pass, but it did. So what you write down, if you believe and want it enough, it can come to pass. It came to pass for me in that situation. And then we're going to fast forward a few more years. And by this time, I was working for a retailer. Caught myself moving up on the ladder. And I had someone tell me, as I was trying to move up, that you would never get promoted because you got 2 strikes against you. And I said, what's that? And they said, well, number one, you're black. Number two, you're a woman. And in this company, those are 2 strikes. And I said, well, I'm going to show you this black woman is going to make it further than you. So what did I do? I got on my calendar, my planning calendar that I carried in my purse back then. And I wrote out a timeline. I'm going to be this on this day, this year. Then in 2.5 years, I'm going to be a co-manager. And then by the end of this particular year, I'm going to run my own store. Now, I wrote those out when I was just an hourly. I read it at least every other week. And then the universe began to align itself, unbeknownst to me, and began to put things in order based upon what I wrote. It was shocking. It was almost scary. But almost to the day, everything happened the way that I wrote it. So that's interesting enough, don't you think? That almost to the day, everything that I wrote, the first position I was going to get, the second position I was going to get, the third position I was going to get until I got it. I just wrote those things down. I really didn't know whether or not it was going to happen in accordance to what I wrote. I wrote it down, I closed the book, and I just went about my day, my week, my month, my year. And everything aligned in the way in which I wrote it. And then when I moved to each position, I was so shocked. I looked at my calendar, I looked at my notes, and I was like, wow, I'm getting this job 1 month before my deadline. I'm getting this interview 6 months out before my deadline. Everything began to manifest itself. More examples, if you don't believe writing down manifest things. Well, manifestation can be for good and for things that are not so good. That is, for other people. I remember a time that I was dealing with a whole lot of stress at work from two higher level bosses. For no apparent reason other than I was a black woman making six figures salary and six figure bonuses. Well, we can't have that, can we now? But we did. So, you know, as a black woman working in a society where it's not that many of us, you gotta really work hard to hold on to what you got. You know how they say, you gotta be twice as smart, twice a harder worker, just to do and receive the same things as others. Well, that is true. But these two particular bosses were really trying to be a pain in my craw. So what did I do? I went to my book. But this time I had to pray about it because evil was at work. And so I wrote in my book exactly. I was a little bit more detailed because I was very serious about this thing. I wrote down there that my main boss must be removed from the company. And then her boss, I needed to be removed from the company. Not changed another position. I wanted them completely gone. I didn't say fired. I just said removed. And I left that up to the universe to figure out how that is. I said I wanted to maintain my job, get my home that I was having built at the time, but they must be removed. I didn't know how the universe was going to make that happen. All I know is I wrote that down. I wanted peace at my job. And I closed the book. So, time went on. And I made a decision to leave that position and go to another position. I didn't know why I made that decision, but I did. But now as I look back in hindsight, the universe allowed me to make that decision that was planted in my head by the Almighty. He had to move me out of the way so the two high-level bosses was getting ready to be removed unbeknownst to me. I just knew that I was making a decision to take a step back, change my career path, because they was too much after me for no apparent reason. Once I signed for my house on the dotted line, I did another switch in my career. But I didn't know that God was just moving me out the way so he could deal with those two. Because in order to deal with those two, I mean, I would be caught in the crossfire. So I had to be removed and put somewhere safe. So then what happened? Nothing at first. I was like, well, God, you know, I wrote that down about them, and I didn't know whether that was a wrong thing or a right thing. I mean, I didn't want them to lose their job, but they were being maliciously, intentfully, disturbingly resentful over my position. I just wanted to use all those words because they just made sense to me at that time. So then what happened? I'm working away, no longer under them. No longer under the backlash that they were doing. And guess what? 6 months later, I found out that my boss, that her boss, you know, the two that were teaming up for me, he ended up coming for her. And then she was let go. Okay, she was fired. I was like shocked when somebody called me and said, hey, guess what? So-and-so was fired. I had to pull over. I took that phone call as I was driving. I was shocked. I was like, oh my God, she is removed from the company. Then I was like, well, how is he still there? He was the puppeteer. So how is he still there? I said, hey, she gone. I know he got to be next. I went back to go refer to my book. Now, in my book, I didn't write no timelines because it was more important to me that eventually they would be removed. They were after so many different people for no reason. Why would you do that? Why would you try to have people lose their jobs in order to make yourself look better? I don't know. But 6 months after her, he was not fired, but position was dissolved. They condensed some roles. So he was out. His role was one of the roles they were removing. And so he had to figure out what to do differently. This man was making, I know, $300,000+ a year. And that's just not including six-figure bonuses. So, salary and bonus together, I don't know, probably $400,000+ a year. But removed 6 months later. And once he was removed, I went back to my book and I was like, whoa. You know that little saying, God don't like ugly? Well, he really don't like ugly. You just can't be ugly for no reason. Or the reason must have been justified in your head. So once that chapter was closed, I opened up my book again. And I decided to change my career path. And so now I had to begin to write because I had to create the writing that had to manifest my next move. Because I realized by this time, the words I wrote began to be powerful. So then I took to pen and paper again and wrote my next move. I'm going back to being a co-manager. I'm going to give this 1 year. And then a year and a half after that, back to running stores. You see, I had to give myself less time than I gave myself before. Because I was already experienced. I didn't need all that time. And so the universe began to align itself again to work in order of what I written. The manager that was over me did a bad stop. He was fired. And then waltzes in a new manager who had only eyes for me and my work ethic. So we removed the other person and brought in someone that was pro me. And he made it his business to ensure that I was going to get to the next level. So almost a year to the day. Boom, co-manager. And a year and a half later, back to store manager, six figures, six-figure bonuses. What you write down manifests if you believe it. You can achieve it. That is true. I'm telling you, faith and the power of words, the power of spoken words, the power of written words, you write it down, leave it unto God, write it down, and believe in what you wrote. And let the universe work in your behalf after that. And then see what he can do. Well, I hope I was helping someone out there about understanding about the power of words. Some people call it self-fulfilling prophecy. Say it enough times and it becomes so. I'm gonna be a star. It's gonna be so. I'm gonna own my own business. It'll be so. I live the life of writing things down, putting timelines in it. And people began to be positioned in my life, and certain things began to shift and move, and other people began to be removed so that I could travel down the path in which I wrote. I mean, I can't make that stuff up. Those things actually happen. Get you a book and a pen and just begin to manifest on paper what you want to happen in your life. If you didn't believe it before, then believe it now. It's true. Write it down and see what God can do for you. Well, that's it, people. You know what I always say. It's 1,000 people out there that want to be free, but the only way that they can be free is from you and me. You still interested in listening to my podcast? Click the plus sign, and I'll see you next time.